morning. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. A 133-page report legitimized a conclusion that has been floating around since winter storm Fern hit in January. The Nashville Electric Service was not prepared. After hundreds of thousands of people went without power, some for more than a week, the utility promised a robust internal investigation. It hired an outside firm to do it, and the report is now available. A lot of the problems came down to infrastructure. The utility didn't have good enough systems for forecasting damage. It didn't have a good way to ask for outside help or to manage contractors in such a widespread emergency. That meant it took 5 days longer than it could have to get the power restored. The report also said that NES has not adapted for the growth in its customer base. A few months ago, the Tennessean reported that over the past decade, the NES customer base has grown by more than 90,000 households, and in that time, the NES workforce remained the same size. Data centers are rapidly spreading through Tennessee along with local resistance. At least 9 cities or counties have passed some moratoriums on construction, and Nashville could be one of the next. The Planning Commission and City Council are considering new rules. Nashville's NAACP President Timothy Hughes says companies and local officials need to provide more transparency about the projects and engage with the community.
Look, we've got to do it. It's very important for us to have this public dialogue. We've got to do it in communication with the environment, with the community in which it will reside, and not, you know, nothing about us should be without us.
Otherwise, he says, projects will continue to meet fierce resistance as people are left wondering how data centers will affect them. Widespread resistance has been on display in recent weeks here in Nashville in response to 2 projects, one planned near the zoo and one near Fisk University. A recent Gallup poll found that 7 in 10 Americans are opposed to AI data centers in their area. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.